Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Sorry we missed the past couple of days between Purim and afterwards, but now we'll return to learning Sha'arim B'Tfilah. So we have completed the chapter which was dedicated to Shava, crying out to Hashem. The next two chapters, Rav Shimshon Pinkus dedicates to discussing Tzaka and Na'aka, those two forms of Tfilah. Tzaka was both, if you translate it into English, they both mean crying out. But in a nutshell, the way he explains it is Tzaka is an extension of Shava. So Shava, we have learned up till now, means it's a Tfilah with words, but it comes out of an extreme realization of how desperate our situation is. That's Shava. Tzaka is the next level, where we cry out without words at all. We simply scream to Hashem. Just as someone who's in trouble, he's, let's say, being threatened by muggers, and he sees someone who can help. So first he'll cry out with words, please help. But if not answer, then he'll simply scream. Likewise, Tzaka is the next level after Sha'ava. And Ni'aka is when we utilize our pain and convert it into Tefillah by directing it towards Hashem. Rav Pinkus goes into these concepts in greater detail, but for now I would like to move on to the next concept of Tefillah, which is called Rina. Rina means to praise Hashem. The Medrash in Parshas Vaschanan says, a person might think he can just ask all he needs from Hashem and then leave. But Shlomo HaMelech has already taught us, L'shmaya el harina ve'el ha'tfilah. Hashem listens to Rina and Tefillah. Rina means praising Hashem. And then comes Tefillah, which is asking for our needs. Likewise, the Gemara in Brachos says that a person has to always first say organized words of praise to Hashem before asking for his needs. La'olam yisader adam shvachoy shel maka kaidem sheyispal. You have to have a clear and organized form of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you say the rest of your bakashas. And that's why we have the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, which are dedicated to praising Hashem. The Rambam writes this halacha as well, and seems to indicate that the mitzvah min ha-Torah, the biblical obligation, the Torah obligation of tefillah, requires one to both praise Hashem first, and then ask for one's needs. And this is a fascinating point. Why would it be a facet of the mitzvah min ha-Torah, which doesn't seem to require any structure at all, and any kind of tefillah should be sufficient to fulfill the Torah obligation? The fact that we have a Shemoneh Esrei with 18 brachas and an obligation to daven three times a day are rabbinic ordinances. But as far as the Torah is concerned, one tefillah of any sort is sufficient. So if so, why would it be necessary to have these two components, both praise and bakasha? But the idea here is that tefillah is referred to by the Torah as avodah. Now, avodah doesn't mean work, like the avodah kasha that we had in Mitzrayim. Rather, the correct way to translate it is service, the service of Hashem. And much as the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash did avodah, service of Hashem, they didn't work, they were serving Hashem. Service of Hashem requires that one recognizes whom one is serving. When a Kohen served in the Beis HaMikdash, he wore special clothing, the Bigdei Kohuna, and he had a host of halachas, how his service had to be done, without gloves, without shoes on his feet, and with the right hand, and so on and so forth. There was a whole list of halachas of how Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash had to be performed. And these were all a product of the fact that he was serving in front of Hashem. The knowledge and appreciation of whom one is doing service for defines the actions as service. Otherwise, they're meaningless. So likewise, when we daven, it only has the status of Avodah, La'avdai b'chol levavchem, which is tefillah. That's the Torah obligation of tefillah. It's only avodah when we appreciate who we're davening to. So that's why it's so important to praise and elevate Hashem in our own eyes before we start to ask for different things. And more than understanding who Hashem is, what that really means is we must understand the concept of God, of Elokus, what it means that Hashem is Elokim, and that's what we clarify in the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei between Avos, Gevuros, and Kedusha.